We'll begin. We'll call the Senate Committee on Business Professions and Economic Development to order. And we have one bill today, AB 2282, by Assemblymember Calderon. And the, please proceed, Assemblymember.
Thank you. Mr. Chair and members, first I'd like to start by accepting all the amendments, including the committee analysis, and want to thank the committee and the staff for helping. AB 2282 seeks to determine how a new investment activity by large-scale buy-to-rent investors is impacting the residential real estate market in California. On the heels of the housing crash, a large-scale buy-to-rent investor designed the first mortgage-based security supported by revenue from single-family rental properties. Since then, at least seven other large-scale investors have entered into the residential real estate market. The prevalence of this type of security is likely to continue, though to what level remains unknown. In developing these investments, some large-scale investors have created computer-based algorithms that allow them to invest in a property sight unseen within 8 minutes of the property hitting the market. Middle-class families and other first-time home buyers may not even know a property is for sale before it is taken off the market. With the home prices currently approaching record highs, yet home ownership at historic lows, it is important to understand the size and scope of this type of investment activity and the impacts it has on the real estate market in California. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you very much, Assemblymember Calderon. And before we begin any discussion or witnesses, would we please establish a quorum? Please call the roll.
Hill.
Here.
Hill here. Bates. Here. Bates here. Block.
Here.
Block here. Gaines. Galgiani. Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Jackson. Mendoza.
Here.
Mendoza here. Wykowski.
Here.
Wykowski here.
Very good. We do have a quorum, so thank you. We have witnesses in support.
I don't think they're here.
Witnesses in opposition, please come forward.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to present today. Jennifer Speck on behalf of the California Association of Realtors. We are opposed to AB 2282 as amended. We have sought to work collaboratively with the author. We want to be clear, Sierra is not opposed to his goal in the bill. We're only opposed to the choice of his research entity. CalBRE is not the right agency to lead the effort in this particular endeavor. We believe that the proposed appropriation addresses only part of the problem. Even with the cost covered, requiring CalBRE to head up this task force will divert already allocated staff resources. We would suggest there are far better alternatives already in existence, including Department of Business Oversight, Department of Housing and Community Development, Department of Justice, Office of Public Research, and the Legislative Analyst Office. With that, we respectfully ask for a no vote on AB 2282.
Thank you. Others in opposition?
Jim Lights. I represent Blackstone, which is the largest of the home for rent companies that the bill's task force would examine. We are not opposed to a bill that simply seeks to gather information. We've been working with the author and his staff and the other committees along the way to educate people about this relatively new industry. I will say, however, that Blackstone came in during 9, 10, and 11 and bought quite a few homes out of foreclosure directly from the banks with which they created this business. The task force is looking to examine what impact this may continue to have on home buying opportunities. I will say the buying spree is over, okay? Last year, according to my colleagues here at the Association of Realtors, there were 407,000 individual single-family home sales in the state of California. Blackstone purchased 548 homes in the state of California last year. Prior to that, 4 or 5 years ago, they were buying hundreds of homes a month. And now the business is established, they're operating it, and so we don't see that our participation in the current sales marketplace is such that it is really disadvantaging other buyers in the marketplace. Our scale is just not that big at this point in time.
Very good, thank you. Others in opposition? See no one. We'll bring it back to the committee. And. I guess the first question is, Mr. Calderon, why are we at the Bureau rather than at some of the other entities that could be better equipped to handle a research project like this?
Yeah, we've looked at others, even talked to the LAO, it's just that there's a limit on the amount of counties that they can look at, and some of the counties that they can look at aren't even, among the group of the most impacted counties of this particular type of sale, which includes Los Angeles County. And so we just felt that would be the better entity to be able to do it because they had the access to be able to do the research, to get the information. And this is also, we also started this task force, which is what the, what we're trying to establish with these amendments as well, to not only bring in, to bring in the industry so that we can better understand. This bill is just about better understanding the impact that it's going to have on real estate moving forward in the state. Again, when this bill first, constructed this bill, it was a lot different than what it is today. It was a study, but also we had different measures in place to keep any types of purchases from large-scale investors from even happening, for the first 90 days, and then we scaled it back and back and back until we got rid of it altogether. Right now, they may not be buying a lot of homes right now, but that doesn't necessarily mean that when the market decreases that they're not going to continue. They're not going to go back to buying a lot of homes. And when they first started, they were in auctions, home auctions. But now they're competing against your every average everyday buyer. So that means you and I. And they can get the specs on a home and be able to buy it a lot quicker. And they're all cash buyers. And so you may say, I can only have an FHA loan. I want to buy a house. I may offer more, but if they come in and asking, even though I've offered more over asking, anybody generally is going to take the all cash offer because it's all cash. And so we're not saying they can do it. We're not trying to prohibit anybody from being able to do anything. We're just trying to understand that. I come from a generation where home ownership isn't necessarily something that we see as a possibility right away. I mean, we leave college with a house worth of debt and student loans. And so it's taken that next generation a lot longer to kind of move into adulthood and, get a career and A, start saving, and B, try to get a home. So all we want to do is try to find a way to figure out what this impact is going to be, if at all. Maybe not, but we're not excluding the industry. We've had a lot of conversations with the realtors as well as Blackstone. And it's just about understanding and getting information put together. And so as far as we were able to discern, that this was the best entity to be able to get the information that we needed to create the study.
Well, create the study and to do the study. They would do the entire project, mm-hmm. I guess. And it's my understanding that they haven't done projects like this before. They're not in the business of collecting the data, doing analysis, and doing the research. And I think that's really what I think prompted the opposition, mm-hmm. is that there are better places and locations to do and to complete a study that could be as comprehensive as I think you're looking for. And I don't think anyone argues with the policy, mm-hmm. because the information that would be gained from that study, I think, would be helpful, mm-hmm. to know what impact that type of industry has on the retail housing market and to do that. So I think that would be important. It's just the question is the location. Mm-hmm. And so perhaps other members have some questions. Yes,
I have the same concern. Seems to me the place for this would be I think it's a great idea. I have, mm-hmm. a real concern. I know in my community we do see large investors coming in, buying up a lot of these homes, creating some challenges for first-time buyers, and not just first-time buyers. I mean, it's an issue that probably could use some, light on it. But it seems to me the Department of Housing and Community Development kind of makes more sense. And I apologize if you gave your response to that. Would you focus on Department of Housing and Community Development? Why would that not be the appropriate place for this kind of inquiry, which makes sense?
Well, the reason why we landed on BRE is because we felt that they had the scope to look at all the counties that we wanted to look at. And when we had spoke to, was it LAO?
Yeah.
LAO. So what we were trying to do is we're trying to find an agency that would be able to do what we wanted to do. BRE indicated that this is something that they'd be interested in doing, but were worried about their lack of expertise in being able to do it. And so that's why we brought in industry experts that kind of help facilitate that when it came to being able to, because we thought that they were able, they had the tools necessary to go into all the counties where this was going to be impacted. Because we even looked at the LAO, and the LAO only had about five counties that they could look at, and they couldn't even look at LA County.
It seems to me this is becoming a problem that needs to be addressed. It is impacting, particularly, you say, people of your generation, and it is having a significant impact on a major problem that we're having in the state, affordability for homes. And even, actually, what I've been advised in Ventura County, which is in my district, that what happens is that these companies come in, they refurbish, or they simply start renting out these homes. They don't necessarily flip them. But they increase the rents to the point where we're starting to see now that it's becoming very difficult. The competitive rental market has been significantly impacted by this whole process. So if I hear what you're saying in terms of capacity, but in terms of philosophy, mm-hmm. it would seem to me that the Department of Housing and Community Development might be the better place. It's not just a competitive kind of capitalist approach to things. We as a society and a community, or as a state, have a real public policy problem. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering whether BRE is, you know, their job, as I understand it, is to regulate real estate agents. Mm-hmm. That's their primary. How are we going to transfer that to something that has really major statewide policy implications?
And when we did speak to HCD, they had indicated to us a lack of interest of even being involved, period. And so BRE was interested. They just needed help in terms of the expertise to be able to do the study, so that's why we went with them.
Okay. Well, that's too bad that a state agency, which probably should take some interest, wouldn't be interested. And I'm not sure that that alone should be dispositive, since we are the legislature. But I appreciate what you're trying to accomplish.
And I would like to just add, Mr. Calderon did, in the makeup of the task force, and when you look at the members who will be there, they will bring that expertise mm-hmm. to the Bureau that may not be included in the Bureau staff. So I think that's a valid enough reason for me to support this today and move it forward. So other comments or questions?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. This legislation doesn't preclude UCLA or the LAO or anybody else, any think tank, to do a study. I mean, it seems to me that we knew about this, but this is the first time I've ever read a piece of legislation directed on it. So there is do you disagree that there's a possibility that others can do a study next year or before 2018 and make presentations at that time?
No, I don't. I hope they would.
Okay, with that, I'll move the bill when it's appropriate.
Senator Bates.
My concern is the urgency part of it. Assemblymember Calderon, it speaks of a potential regulatory structure that always comes out of some sort of in-depth review of the impacts on the housing market and many other things. If that's what's going to be presented to the legislature, I believe more time is needed in terms of putting it together. An urgency measure means that it goes into effect pretty immediately, and then these people are supposed to get to work pretty immediately and to collect the data that you're looking for so that we're going to have a balance and we're not going to have a regulatory structure that interferes with what I consider the capital market. I won't be able to support it with an urgency on it. You really need to reconsider that.
Naturally,
because if it's going to produce the kind of information we hope that will provide balance and not some sort of suppression, let's say, on what should be a free market, that is very problematic. That doesn't produce affordable housing. Mm-hmm. In fact, so much regulation that we currently have is one of the big problems with getting housing affordable.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just ask, I will be a no vote today, but I would ask you to consider those things so that we get something that's very, very helpful as we go forward in trying to provide this in our state.
And I appreciate your comments. You know, they have a year and a half to do the study. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot of time. That's enough time to be able to gather what they need. the information they need to be able to come back to us to give it, to leave in the hands of the legislature to make a decision on what we should do moving forward. And again, this isn't about price regulation and necessarily affordable housing. It's kind of more about competitive and allowing your average, everyday individuals that both you and I represent to have a fighting chance to own a home against somebody who's an all-cash offer, and they get $400 million worth of loans to just do this alone.
Senator Block.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I agree with the purpose of the bill entirely, and I'll support the urgency part of the bill, too. I do have trouble with the Bureau being the entity that is doing the research. And I would ask that before the bill comes to the floor of the Senate, you look into other possible options for who does the study. I'll support the bill today, and we'll see when it gets to the floor.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Senator Block. And I think that's a very valid concern, because it does go to appropriations after this, mm-hmm. and there'd be an opportunity to look at that further. And so I would suggest that you do, to see if this is the best fit for that, even though the makeup of the task force, I think, is comprehensive enough and thorough enough to do it, but it'd be helpful to do that. So thank you very much. Other comments? See no one. We do have a motion from Senator Wieckowski. Would you like to close?
Respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Motion is due. Pass the Senate Appropriations. Hill?
Aye.
Hill, aye. Bates?
No.
Bates, no. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Gaines? Galgiani? Galgiani? Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
Bill has 6 votes. It is out. So thank you very much, Assembly Member. And before we adjourn, I just want to thank the outstanding business professions and economic development staff and the consultants for the great job they've done, and our assistant. And yes, so thank you very much. On both sides of the aisle. Thank you. And yes, did you have a comment?
I'm checking right now.
We'll keep the roll open for the absent member.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was waiting, but
I was going to.
He's not coming.
He's not coming.
Okay.
Very good. So that bill was out, and this committee hearing is adjourned. Thank you.
I just wanted to make that clear, so I'm glad.